With fall having just arrived, Wrangell is coming off of a summer filled with sun and warmth. For gardeners, the summer of 2009 will be remembered as being an especially good growing season. This Saturday, the Community Garden Project is throwing the first annual harvest fair to celebrate the great summer, a season full of gathering and harvesting, as well as to spread awareness on the project. Maria Wegg is a member of the Community Garden Steering Committee.
This is sort of one of our first kickoff events. We had garden tours in August, the harvest fair in September. We're going to be starting a composting program, all building up to getting the garden going next spring.
The harvest fair this Saturday will feature something for everyone. According to Mari Sell, one of the co-organizers of the Community Garden Project, there will be a kids' corner.
Vicki Martin's going to lead that, where she'll have probably some potato art and other things to do with vegetables for kids, and that'll be going on all day between 10 to 2, so bring the kids as well.
Kathy Gross is the organizer of the Soup and Stew Cook-Off at the Harvest Fair.
We kind of want people to do homemade soup, hopefully with fresh vegetables, but we know with, you know, season and things like that, it's getting a little late, so if they, you know, don't have any fresh vegetables, then the canned ones will work too. The grocery stores do have lots of really nice produce, so that's always an option for people too. It could be a complete vegetable stew, soup, or if you have a chowder, that is really good. We're pretty much taking anything people want to cook up and bring up to enter into the competition.
Cook-off participants are asked to bring their soup or stew in a crock pot to the hospital no later than 11:30. Judging by Superintendent Woody Wilson, Mayor Don McConaughey, Borough Manager Tim Rooney, and long-term care resident Goldie Sievertson will take place at noon, with serving to begin at 12:30. Prizes will go to first, second, and third place winners. Those at the harvest fair who wish to sample the soups are encouraged to bring their own bowl or container.
We have some cups that we're going to provide, but we really would like people to bring their own containers, and we'll go ahead and serve it in either people's containers or the ones that we have. And we're asking for suggested donations. If you bring your own container, the suggested donation is $2, and if you don't, then we're going to suggest $3.
Gardeners in the community who have extra produce, herbs, or flowers that they don't want to go to waste are encouraged to donate them to the fair for display and sale. Community members are also encouraged to participate in the fair by donating baked goods, canned goods, and other locally produced goods. All the donations will be available for sale to the public in the farmers market. All proceeds will go towards the community garden effort. All donated produce and flowers will automatically be entered into a Best in Show contest. Prizes will be given out for categories such as Biggest, Most Colorful, and Best in Show. Also at the Harvest Fair will be a traditional foods booth, a booth run by long-term care residents, and a composting booth. Part of the community garden effort is a composting program, says Maria Wegg, which is just getting underway.
We'll be having containers that people can take home with them with a list of things that can go in the containers. We've almost got the program in place, so in a couple of weeks, we'll be emailing and calling everyone who takes a bucket to let them know where they can take the contents of their bucket. So it's a great way this winter for all of our kitchen scraps to be collected, put in a communal place, hopefully at the old baseball field in a new compost bin, so that we'll have great compost material to get the garden off to a good start next year.
As Wegg puts it, the Harvest Fair is meant to be a celebration.
This Saturday is going to be such a great opportunity for folks to come and really share. So we're encouraging people to bring, you know, anything that they want to, anything that they make. We'll have coffee there. We'll have hot apple cider. There'll be all kinds of baked goods and produce. So people should come and plan to bring some stuff home with them, too.
The Harvest Fair is taking place this Saturday at the hospital lobby from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In Wrangell, I'm Lisa Fu.